Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And we have a special treat here today. So as some of you know, there is a big time difference between Vienna, Austria, and Australia. So we have Alicia Power with us here. We decided to do a pre-record, and just so that we could have it available to you, you know, when you're watching now, when you're watching later, but just so that we could actually be kind of live in person on video this time. So I'm so excited about this. It's such a different experience and I love it. So Alicia, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Gosh, I love it too. And it's about time, like, technology's progressed to the point where we can see each other.
Isn't it great? It's awesome. I love it. So I know that today we are talking about what is shadow. We're going to be talking about, you know, is it a psychic software? Is it a multidimensional vast community of beings? Is it our higher self challenging us? Is it mentoring us? What is that? So for those of you who are new to the show or new to Alicia, who may not know Alicia, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Alicia is a master healer and spirit telepath. Alicia has been trained directly by creator being spirit mentors for 25 years to understand the steps of real spiritual awakening and soul acceleration. She's been intensely initiated by the CEO levels of spirit dimensions to hold extremely high frequency light. And this super light activates in listeners awakenness, empowerment, and soul evolution. And after 40 years of spiritual mastery training and teaching as a profound healer and awakener, Alicia is an ambassador for these creator beings. She is their voice, their extension, offering individuals fast acceleration into fulfillment of their soul expression. Alicia is a regular speaker on international consciousness telesummits. She's a prolific author of courses, articles, lectures, trainings, YouTube videos. She's gradually revealing a new path to power to those who are ready, using a frequency never before available to humans, a light frequency born from beyond all universes and above all shadow. And I have to tell you, I'm like, you know, I love Alicia. We talk all the time, and she always does these wonderful spontaneous healing sessions on me with her spirit beings, spirit creator beings, and they're so powerful and they're so kind and they're so loving. I just, like, you know, we have such a wonderful time. So Alicia's been taught by these senior spirit beings to understand shadow from the point of view of the psychic worlds. And this conversation today is going to empower you to manage your daily life in a way that is functional and practical. And, you know, I love practical tools. I love easy tools. I love things that we can bring into our daily life that we can use now so that we can continue to be empowered and to create our best lives possible. So I'm so excited. So Alicia, again, this is so much fun for me whenever you are here, whenever we get to chat, whenever we get to talk. And of course, your spirit helpers, your creator beings in spirit who are always with us. And I know that they have made a great, huge impact in my life and my spiritual growth as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. Alara, I know they are super powerful. They really, really are. Just if, like, you at some point put your hand up and said, yeah, I want help. Mm-hmm. And so they went, okay, we're going to help you. And it's so interesting over the years just watching you blossom, empower, get more and more and more empowered. Get more and more into your lane, you know, where who you really are, like your soul is just so coming forward, and all of your tribe know this. Mm-hmm. Your soul is just coming so to the forefront and running your life. You know, oh, it's just so exciting for me to watch, I tell you.
Yes, thank you. Because we've been together since the beginning, right? Since 2013.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If I had someone to point at, you know, of someone who's just running, I was going to say running with the wolves, you know, like running with speed towards your ultimate soul fulfillment in this lifetime, it's you, you know. It's like, and your commitment to do that is exemplary. It's just coming straight from the very core of you, you know. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. That means so much to me for you to say that. Thank you, I appreciate that. But, you know, to be honest, I have had shadow moments. Many shadow moments. So I'm so glad we're talking about this because, you know, let's face it, a lot of people are still being challenged by the idea of shadow, right? By the idea of, I'm just going to say what some of the, you know, regular speakers would be talking about, right? So negative energies, entities even, you know, and their own negative thoughts, you know, negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, they go down, you know, regular patterns, you know, that keep looping back over and over again, you know, and it's like, I know they would like to get out of that spiral of that negative spiral, right? That limiting spiral, that spiral that keeps them in fear and doubt and lack.
Yeah, that's right. My spirit teams are actually wanting to say right now, because I'm kind of online with them all the time, and they just wanted to say that as souls, we incarnated with a huge agenda. I'm sure most of the people that are viewing this or are listening to this, know that they are a soul having a physical experience. We're a spiritual being having a human experience. And that soul has incarnated multiple times. We've had so many past lives. We've got a lot of memory from those past lives, but that soul's on a mission. And that mission is, as many of your speakers say, that mission is to augment your light, to increase your light frequency, and then to hold it nice and steady. So let's slow everything down. So that is the mission. That's the reason your soul, everybody's soul has come. And like you, Alara, holding that light steady, holding that light frequency steady, and then broadcasting it. And then broadcasting it so that as many people as possible, whether it's YouTube or whatever, can drink from and then upgrade and increase their light frequency as well. Some people don't quite understand what light frequency does. You know, okay, I'm increasing my light frequency. It's a little bit slightly vague.
Right.
So light frequency is data, it's software. And according to the authority levels of the spirit world, and the associations and the partnerships that someone has in the spirit world and their levels of authority, those levels of authority have different levels of power, I guess, in the software, different types of software, and definitely different levels of frequency, of light frequency. And as the light frequency goes up in those levels, higher and higher levels of light frequency that you, if you want to get exposed to and download into your own auric field, when you're exposed to that, what that does as higher light frequency, the way it changes you, is it switches on your memory of who you are. See, a lot of people don't quite realize that there's a link to that. So the higher the frequency of light that you get into your auric field, that you can, like going to a petrol pump, you know, service station, and sticking the light, you know, sticking it in to the Bowser, you know, into the petrol tank, and just filling it up and filling it up and filling it up with high frequency light. What starts to happen, that's exactly what happened with you, Alara, is that you start stepping up to the next pedestal, and the next pedestal, not so much a pedestal, but next level of remembering of who you are. And then you run your life from that remembering. And then the way that you think is completely different because you allow yourself to see yourself differently. And I know you've experienced that over the years. You see, you're starting to let yourself see yourself differently. You're not cautious about what people think about you so much anymore, about the role that you're taking. And so this was what happened to me too over the years, as I got exposed to higher and higher light frequency with these overseer beings that I have worked with now for probably actually coming on for 28 years. So I started to change, and now I'm sitting really comfortably in ownership and remembrance of myself as soul. And so for all of you watching, that's the purpose of increasing your light frequency, is to grow more and more into those shoes, you know, of that you know yourself to be, but you're not quite matching it at the moment, maybe. And so that's what light frequency is about. And there's a lot of relevance in that topic to the topic that I'd like to talk about today, which is what is shadow, because in a lot of the consciousness movement, the spiritual movement, people prefer not to talk about it, or they don't even want to know about it. And there's a lot of people in therapy also looking into their human experiences, you know, where they've come up against intense challenges. And for them, it's darkness pretty much, and shadow, so they're trying to unwrap that and take a look at it and release it out and get re-empowered within that. So what I'd like to talk about is something that I'm really familiar with, which is looking into the worlds of spirit and looking into the worlds of spirit for humans, for people, for humans. So looking into their auras and looking into their Akashic records and looking into who they are as a soul. And I always do it in partnership and direct communication with my spirit surgery teams, with my spirit teacher teams, where I'm observing them, they're showing me what's going on, they're teaching me what's going on. So from that point of view of looking into the worlds of spirit a lot over those 28 years, in fact, over 30 years, I was passed up to these higher authority overseer creator beings, as you say, 2 years after working deeply and forensically already as an energy worker. So 30 years as an energy healer and looking into the worlds of spirit in really detailed ways. And from that point of view, how do I see shadow? What do I see shadow? So for me, shadow isn't something that I can ignore. It's not an idea. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's not vague either.
And it's not just a concept.
It's not just a concept. It's, people say, face your shadow and walk through it. To me, that's not what shadow is at all, unfortunately. So after looking into the worlds of spirit for 30 years, I see shadow as very much part of the worlds of spirit. So to me, shadow is incredibly specific. It's made up of beings who have specific agendas, who are trying to influence my consciousness, anybody else's consciousness. Mm-hmm. And there's an unlimited almost variety of beings. Like there's an unlimited variety of angelic light-filled beings, and there's a nearly unlimited variety of beings that are mischievous, naughty, and then downright dark and shadowy as well. Yeah. And so whether we like it or not, it's like I love to go snorkeling and look into the ocean and look into that world. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit like when we put a mask on and we look into the worlds of spirit. It's a bit like that, We mm-hmm. Okay, let's start swimming in the worlds of spirit. Let's just see what kind of fish are in there. Let's see what's in there. Because something that I talk about is that unless we do open up our inner vision and have the capacity and the ability to look into, and using simple little mind tools that we can even get logical about and feel comfortable with, we can switch on ways to perceive an x-ray to see what is sitting in the worlds of spirit. We've got tools like that. They're actually really simple and useful.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But what I want to say is it's incredibly important for anybody who wants to wake up, who wants to become more conscious, who wants to grow in their empowerment, who wants to remember themselves as a soul. It's incredibly important to be able to, from my point of view, humbly, in my humble opinion, to be able to look into the worlds of spirit and get familiar with what is pushing against you, with what cold winds are pushing against you, with what is interfering with your thought processes, what is interfering with your confidence processes, confidence mm-hmm. levels, what's interfering with your vision of yourself into the future, right?
Yeah.
It's like these, we sit in the now moment. And we navigate so much. We navigate our inner state, our emotions, our thought processes, at what level of state that we're sitting at any moment. So we're navigating that constantly from the now moment, right, at any mm-hmm. moment. If there's a snapshot of the now moment. And it's what's extraordinary is that that now moment can be here rather than down here. People talk about positive thinking and the law of attraction, and Tony Robbins likes to jump into a cold swimming pool mm-hmm. to change his state, yeah. And that kind of just shakes him out of something, that 2 minutes ago was gripping him. and holding his thought process limited, and he's trained himself to notice that, so he quickly changes state. So when I start talking about that sort of thing, about changing state, going from here to here, so that whoever you are, you're able to feel incredibly deliberate about the next moment, so that you're feeling 100% comfortable in the seat of yourself, in the seat of your soul at any moment, so that you're not feeling anguish or anxiety or any kind of distortion inside of yourself, so that you're feeling comfortable in your own skin and sitting in that sweet spot inside of yourself, being in that wholeness of who you are and feeling that empowerment. And look, I could talk a little bit just in that moment of, for any of you guys that are spiritual healers or Reiki healers or starting to work in that area, of stepping backwards and starting to walk and talk in synergy with your higher selves, with your healer guides, you know, at any moment, and just be sitting in that harmonious kind of collective that we actually are, actually, because we've got so many spirit helpers working with us and supporting us at any moment. If you're on this call, you know, you've got a team already lining up around you and gently nudging you and helping with those inner frameworks and with that thinking process. So what is shadow? For me, it's a big word, because it's pointing at societies of spirit beings and levels of authority in the worlds of spirit that govern that field of resonance, and that send envoys and really low sort of authority little beings to just distract us. And then that gets connected with slightly higher and higher levels of authority that are all within that force field of shadow, but are individuated consciousnesses. And it's unfortunately or fortunately, we are presenting a human experience and a human sort of interface. What I'm trying to say here is that we're experiencing a human experience, being human, but there are multitudes of beings of love and light, multitudes of beings of shadow connecting with us at any moment. So do we like that as a story? I don't know. Unfortunately, if anyone can look into the worlds of spirit, they'll be able to see that. So I'm just awakening everyone who's watching this out of not knowing that.
Yeah.
And so now that you know that, how do we manage that? You see, it's like being a one-year-old who then decides they're a 10-year-old, who then decides they're a 20-year-old, who then decides they're a 30-year-old. And the level of maturity is changing really fast about how the world actually is operating and what's really going on. And I just want to say that when we know this, then we can shift it in a much more specific way, in a much more effective way, in a much more long-term way. And just very quickly, the way that I support people in doing this is to use our spirit helpers and our spirit associates and spirit teachers and tutors in an incredibly close relationship way. So again, that's not vague. So that we have names for who we're actually reaching for to deal with something, so that you're actually knowing what point of reference, what coordinate point in the worlds of spirit and that matrix and that energy matrix, who you're actually reaching for in that moment, because they've got specific specialist skills in many, many different areas, you see. So there's people, even now when I need to reach for a spirit associate, a spirit being, to deal with something, and throughout my day there will be 14, 15, 20 moments where I need to support myself in different ways. And according to the level of shadow that's interacting with me, I will reach for a very different kind of being.
Right.
So yeah. Just letting you know that this is, you know, it's an incredible reality that we're living in. and the flows of energy that are flowing in the quantum spirit worlds around us. Most people have absolutely zero idea, no idea. And I sometimes reflect on years gone by when I didn't know all of this and didn't have this competency that I'd, like, for example, today, I can't remember, was it yesterday? I was thinking, gee, if I had interacted with this a particular person 20 years ago or something, or 30 years ago or something, how did I manage the sort of heaviness? Or did I notice the heaviness afterwards? Mm-hmm. It's like I was actually asking myself, because I didn't have some of the partnerships that I have now, right, in the worlds of spirit. Mm-hmm. And today, by the way, with you and I, Lara, I really love to go into a process where I support everybody on this awesome. Video to connect with a specific spirit being so that they can grab them, so that they can use them in a moment where they need to negotiate like an influx of shadow from somebody else into their auric field, or at the end of the day when they're all filled up with a lot of dust in the auric field, but you need a, like a specific technician to come in and just look at your auric field and go boom 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 boom, right?
Yeah, clear it out. Yeah,
it's clean. You know, fast, like within 30 seconds, and you're just back. You know, humming back at that sort of level afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, good, yay! Because people will, you know, they'll require that, right? Because now that they're hearing about this and knowing that. Okay, so the first step for them is to be aware and present, you know, how is my energy? What is my energy? What is not? So when something is affecting you, it's like, all right, you know what? That's not normally me, right? You know, it's like, that's not who I normally am. I don't normally feel like this, you know? So it's like, okay, so what is that, right? Oh, Alicia was talking about shadow. It's like, oh, maybe it's shadow. So now it's like, okay, now I can use, you know, not, I don't like the word use, but get the assistance.
Use away.
I can use these new support team that Alicia is sharing with us and teaching us about to clear and get rid of that energy so that I can go back into who I truly am and continue about my life, right? So, because I think a lot of times the shadow, when people are being affected by shadow, they stop living, they stop creating, they stop even taking action on, you know, their dreams and their goals and their desires, right? It's too hard, you know? Yeah, and totally. So for me, I was just going to say that for me, this is very empowering what you're sharing with us, right? Because we know then it's not our fault. You know, it's not our fault. We're not wrong. And there is a way for us to fix it, clear it, get rid of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. Alara, it's not our fault. It's not our fault. So totally it's not our fault. And a major indication of shadow and of these little gremlin beings, these entities, is not feeling your not feeling something that you were excited about just a moment ago or yesterday. Mm-hmm. And today you're not feeling excited about it anymore. And I sometimes talk about soul goals or something that's really important. It was really interesting. Like today I was watching something that I'm super excited about, and it was a live stream of something, and it was music. And I was so excited that I found it because it just means a lot to me. And I had to get away from this event that was happening on a live stream, and I went and did something, and then I came back and I must've chatted to somebody or whatever. And I came back, and I noticed I was having thoughts. This is an example, everybody. Mm-hmm. I noticed I was having thoughts of, oh, this is boring, or, oh, maybe I shouldn't spend the time watching this. And do you know what I said to myself? That is crazy. I am so pumped that I found this particular regular event that I want to watch. It's just, you know, it just hits my soul. Mm-hmm. And these thoughts are coming in. And I went, gee, that's really weird, you know, because you know that that's not normal. That's not normally how you're seeing something or thinking about something. And so, because I was not expecting that at all. And so I looked in my auric field, did a quick little X-ray tool process. Sure enough, my goodness, there was shadow just sitting there. And I was thinking to myself, gee, that's so classic, isn't it? It just switches off. It switches off the things that you're connected to with love and with excitement and enthusiasm. And that's what you were saying, is that people just start lowering their expectations, lowering their confidence, and we just get lower and lower in a quagmire. We just inertia just sets in, and we just hate ourselves for it, and we just don't know why we're not motivated. Guys, it's shadow. It's shadow, you know. Yeah. And today I'm going to give you a couple of tools to x-ray, to take a look quickly into your auric field, grab one of these, use one of these spirit tutors that I'm going to connect you up with, and get them to look at your auric field and just partner with you over and over and over again until the auric field is clean. And look, magically, because look, I've just done this for so long, so many decades, for so many people, for me, for myself, magically the feeling's there again. You're connected to your motivation, you're connected to your drive, you're connected to your confidence, you're connected to the remembrance of who you are and where you're heading. It's like, oh my God.
I love it. And that remembrance of who you are is not, again, is not a mental concept. It's a knowing, a deep knowing, you know? Mm-hmm. And that connection, it's not even describable really, but it's not just remembering mentally, you know, like a vague thing. No, you know who you are. And then when you start to embrace that and be that, and actually acknowledge, yeah, this is who I am. I am this, I am that, you know, and start to function from that space, you will be more empowered, and you will be have more moments of that being of, this is me. And then just, we're still going to have the shadow affecting us, right, from time to time, but we're going to be more aware that, okay, you know what, this doesn't feel right. This, something's off here. You know, a lot of times we get that feeling, something's off, you know, it's like, I'm feeling off today. So as soon as you get that awareness that I'm feeling off, then you can go in and check, right? And get it cleared out, right? And that's
Absolutely. And
that's the best part, is like we will now have the tools to clear it out so that we don't have to stay stuck in it. And then when we get stuck in it, more shadow comes, more happens, you know. But no, it's there's no more of that, because we're going to, you know, have these tools that we can use whenever we want. We have these spirit creator beings that we can also call on for help and assistance. And that's the thing. It's like, we are empowered. We are supported. We are cared for. And we can do something different. We don't have to live in that same way anymore, right?
That's it. That's it, Alara. So I just want to talk a little bit about something that you just gently touched on. You might not have even noticed you did, which is that, does it go away? Does shadow go away? And what actually is it? Is it this vast membrane of energy that sits there to force us, I want everyone to listen really carefully here, to force us to grow? Is that what shadow is? And I will say right up front that it is exactly that. There's bigger games being played out. There's smaller games being played out. We might be really feeling stuck. We might be feeling, you know, really wanting to move from A to B and wondering how we're going to get there. And we know we need help. And at every position that we're in our journey, shadow will show up to sort of, if you could say, love us into the next level higher. Mm-hmm. And what's really, really interesting is that moment where we have to move higher is very often, and it's classic, you know, everybody knows this one in a way, you feel like you're standing in front of an immovable brick wall, mm-hmm. and you cannot see how you can get around it. And you feel, and some of you guys might be thinking, well, that's me right now, I'm stuck, you know, but it is so interesting that at a moment like that, where you think you're drowning, where you think that's it, can't go any further, you know, you're out in the desert, you're thirsty, you can't go one more step. And so interesting where that moment of challenge, that moment of giving up, that moment of, this is too much for me, you know, we've all been there. Yep. You know, we've all been there, eh?
Yeah, we
and, have. And then something happens. It's really like, I don't know, you're buried under a ton of rock. And then you see a tiny little chink of light. It just, you think, what is that? Did I imagine that? So what happens in a moment like that, it's an amazing moment, and my spirit teams are asking me to say all this, is that something moves imperceptibly, you know, a millimeter, and it's inside yourself, because really there's nobody else here, and you're in your own personal classroom with you and God, right?
Yeah.
We're all just on our own with us and God. And when we're feeling just completely at the end of our tether, of our resources, we don't know who to reach for, what to do in the next second, because it's too big, it's too much. And then something happens. It's like, and my spirit teams quite often talk about that in a moment like that, you give up, but actually you loosen up. Mm-hmm. It's like you relax rather than stay tight and in terror. See, terror is tight.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for that. Absolutely. Because I always made myself wrong for having that feeling of giving up. But maybe I wasn't giving up. Maybe I was just loosening up. I'm going to go with that. I'm taking that.
Yeah. That's it. And so the funny thing is that, and I'm being told to say this, that when we notice that it's too big and it's too much and we do give up, if you're still breathing and if you're still in a human body, there is a kind of letting go. And where I'm being told to say that we're actually on our in a soul level, we're wired to let go back into the arms of something bigger than us to hold us. See, in that moment. So we're trying to control it. We're trying to figure it out, you know, and then we go, damn, you know, can't do it. I'm drowning. It's too much. And in that moment, we actually sort of realize that we can't do it. And so we just, and in that moment, we're caught in the arms of something behind us.
Mm.
And that is just, how exquisite is that? That's like, yeah, I'm being shown a picture in my mind. They're giving me a picture of a little baby, you know, who's yelling and screaming and going, and the parents are trying to hold it, you know, and are waiting for it to calm down. And that's what my spirit teams are saying. We're just waiting for you to calm down. Oh my God.
And that's it's funny because in those moments, it's like, we can't even think about calming down. It's like, what do you mean calming down? You know, it's like I'm having an attack of some sort, a panic attack. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. I'm having an attack of some sort, you know? And it's an attack by those shadow, by shadow, you know?
Yeah.
Love as well, you know, but you know, we think of it as shadow, but oh yeah. Huh.
Huh. And just really quickly on that note, because what shadow software, I call it a bit of a software, these shadow beings, what they know very well how to do and what they do with a very focus, what they do, they design fear. Mm. So it's very designed. They do it very deliberately. So they'll find an old wound and they'll turn up the volume on it and we'll sort of surf the momentum of that old wound and that fear. And that's what pushes us into the stuckness, of course. So it's the terror, it's the fear, and that's what the shadow beings are trying to get us immobile. You know, they're trying to sort of shut us down. They're trying to hurt us. They are. And so the moral of the story is that if that is happening, to call out for help. And what's really interesting is that when you really feel like really shut down or it's way too big than you can handle, when you call out for help, it's not a light moment.
Yeah.
It's a very heartfelt moment.
Yeah.
When you call out for help. And also what's really interesting, and humans do this, you know, we're somehow wired for this, is that when it's a life and death moment, when it truly is a moment out of control, we ask for help from the worlds of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We go, there's no one else. we have to go beyond the human experience, and we have to reach into the worlds of spirit and ask for help. Why do humans know that that's what to do? It's amazing. It's really interesting. So I just want to say that in that moment, and what they just want to repeat there is that when you're feeling desperate and you ask for help from the worlds of spirit, that desperation is incredibly authentic and real and sincere. And fortunately or unfortunately, the power of that sincerity is delivered to those spirit beings. Because when we're a bit casual and everything's groovy, that level of sincerity isn't there.
No, that's true. And I've experienced this myself. You know, when I've gotten to that point where I think I'm screaming for help, I'm crying for help, I'm reaching out for help, and it is, you know, I'm calling God, I'm calling spirit, I'm calling source, you know, and it's a powerful moment. It's a very vulnerable moment. It's a very real moment, you know, and I know for myself that in those moments, and that there haven't been that many, to be honest, you know, it's like people would think, well, are you calling for help? No, it's been like very few, 2 or 3 times in my life that I've had those moments and I received help. And I'm so, you know, and you know this, you know, because we've talked about this, and I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed that I asked and I received beyond what I could have imagined, you know, beyond what I could have imagined. But I've also come to the point now where once I ask, I'm also aware that I'm going to receive. So I'm on the lookout. I don't always see it until after the fact, but you know, and then once I ask, it's like, I still continue to live my life. Right. I have to, because, you know, it's like, I've asked for help and it's like, okay, fine. You know, okay. You know, and then, you know, God hasn't taken me, you know, so it's like, okay, fine, I gotta continue living, you know, but something has shifted in that moment. Something shifted, and it's grace, you know, for me, that is, it's grace, and it's even beyond grace of what I know grace is. And it's like, you know, I can't even describe how grateful I am, you know, it's brings me to tears.
That is so beautiful, Lara. And what my spirit teams want to say is that these worlds of spirit, these beings that are supporting all of us, want us to go into our next level of empowerment. And that's what you are grateful for, because they have pulled you up into the next level and into the next level and into the next level. And your soul is so grateful.
Yes.
Your soul is so grateful, right?
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
And so I want to say to everybody who's watching this that those moments where you're unbelievably stuck and it feels like the world's crashing on your head and then you call for help. So what that is that's a fear, that's a moment where you glide over your fear and past it. And so that is an initiation into empowerment beyond fear.
I've had a lot of initiations, as I'm sure everybody can also relate to. I'm sure you're all thinking the same thing. I've had a lot of initiations. Yeah, but look at where you are now compared to where you were 20 years ago. Okay, we have all changed. We have all grown. We have all evolved, right? And we are all different. You know, I know I am for sure. There's no question.
You sure are, Lara. Golly, just in these short years, right? So anyway, I just want to say that shadow is an initiator. Mm-hmm. It's a mentor. It's an initiator. It does hurt you. It prods you off your bottom, you know, to get up and ask for the next stage. Ask to get out of the well. Ask to get out of the hole, you know, and it turns up, shadow turns up the pain, the psychic pain. It knows where it all is in your old Akashic records, and it just turns the volumes up. And so it's really interesting. There is a bit of a partnership there. There is a bigger game being played for your soul, for all of our souls, to move into our next level, and to move over fear, to move past fear, and to learn that these spirit helpers, these spirit support teams are just a hair's breadth away. They are so onto any moment that you ask for them for help. Mm-hmm. They're onto it. And they're telling me to, they're asking me just to really make sure that you guys all really hear that. And I just want to say, you've heard spiritual teachers talking about this for decades, all of you watching. And you're thinking, yeah, I've heard this all the time. And yeah, I ask for help. And my spirit teams are asking me to say right now that, you know, maybe push the gear a little bit higher in your asking for help. Maybe change the focus in that moment. So the focus is a little bit more concentrated in the moment that you're asking for help. Maybe, and we're going to teach you in a moment to ask for a specific being for help. See, some of these really matter. Some of these are very important, these little things.
Yeah.
For the kind of response that you get. Because I could be talking just to anyone, but I'm talking to Alara, and it's different when I'm talking to someone who's specific. It really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel their specific capability, you feel their personality, you feel their love coming back towards you. And I quite often say, and I've got a YouTube video that talks about this, is that totally turn on your imagination and imagine that there's someone standing in front of you, because the spirit world instantly just steps into that, into your imagination person. Mm-hmm. And you're actually talking to the being that you're intending to talk to. They play with your imagination. Your imagination is a two-way screen.
Yeah.
And then as humans, we prefer almost to speak to someone specific because we can feel them. We know who they are. So we start to build a relationship with them, which is incredibly powerful when you're working in the worlds of spirit. As I said to somebody today, I was emailing them, it's your secret superpower is your partnerships with these beings, because something incredible happened where this person just helped somebody else, and it was incredible. And so it's the partnerships, the relationships that we have with our spirit guides. So back to, I just want to say just a couple more things about shadow, because we're learning a little bit about what shadow is.
Mm-hmm.
It's spirit beings. There's a bigger game to it. There's a bigger agenda where we're getting nudged and pushed to let go of fear, to walk past fear, to not be afraid of fear.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely mentoring us. And, you know, I'm going to get just a tiny bit technical, a little bit detailed, just zooming in on, you know, the microscope in on what shadow is that it's beings. These are beings in the worlds of spirit. And they work with light, like the worlds of light and love, these beautiful spirit technician beings and the creator beings that I work with. These are all beings of light and love. But everybody in the worlds of spirit knows how to work with quantum energy.
Mm-hmm.
And quantum energy is, you could almost say that quantum aspect of energy is programmable. So the waveforms, the sine waves, the waveforms, the sound of my voice, sound waves, the quantum waves of my thoughts that can be mapped on an EEG monitor, my emotions can be seen as waveforms. So everything is energy, and all of these spirit beings, light and shadow, work with these waveforms, work with energy. And so it is programmable. All of these waveforms have every single sine wave, interestingly, I quite often say this, is packed with nearly unlimited amounts of data in every single sine wave. And these sine waves are programmable with software, with data, which in the worlds of spirit, the spirit worlds, they send intention into them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I just want to say that shadow beings and beings of love and light know how to work with that. And that's how shadow beings change your electromagnetic field. They're dumping sadness data or confusion data or distraction data into your electromagnetic waveforms in your auric field. So they know what they're doing. They're electricians as well. And then you've got the teams of the light beings who are electricians as well, who go in and they, honestly, this is what happens when I am partnering with them, when we're looking into my energy field, somebody else's energy field, they slow everything down. They go, hang on a minute. Let's just read the data. Let's just read this patch. So they just quieten down and they just go in and they start reading those line those light waves. And then they say to me, okay, got it. We know what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like that, you know, they're from Silicon Valley, you know, these coders.
Right, yeah.
And then, honestly, that's how they talk. And then they go in and then I go, okay, we're going to be pulling and vacuuming out that data and we're going to be putting in new data into the electromagnetic field. So I just want to say to everybody, this is not vague. These guys are doing this constantly and knowing what they're doing in really specific ways. So in order to push you, all of us, our minds in different directions, down, up. Mm-hmm. So this is actually, this is the reason why I use and grab my spirit buddies and spirit technicians to do the work for me. Because if I think I'm going in there and I know what I'm doing, it's ridiculous. These guys have got eons and 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 eons of training, and I've got a few years, you know. Just why am I even trying? But they need me and everybody else, they need you guys as the human component to start the process off by checking to see what we think and what we're sensing is in our auric field with some tools. And then they can follow that into a much more specific area that they can then get into detail in what they do and they know how to do. So just saying that that partnership is super important to get the job done.
I love that because, you know, well, as you were speaking, part of me was thinking, oh, you know, I don't want to give all my power away. So it's not about us giving our power. We're starting off the work, but we can't do it all. So we're getting assistance and support and help from them too. Finish the work, you know, but we're starting it. So this is on us as well. It's our responsibility to actually go in and look at it first and do what we can and then bring in the assistance and the support. I like that because, you know,
they need us to do that.
And we have a role to play in this too, you know, so that's why
they treat us as equals. I treat them as equals. It's absolutely just a partnership. We're all moving towards the same goal. And it's really, really interesting. I was just being told actually a little bit earlier on that it's the human consciousness when it comes up against shadow, when it notices shadow. And the way that we, with courage and fearlessness and in collaboration with our spirit teams, transmute shadow, we're changing, I was being told, we're changing the whole matrix of energy right throughout the whole universe when we do that. Mm-hmm. And so it's not a small thing when we calm down and we treat it as a wiring job and we put our attention on it, we invite our spirit teams to come in and with a lot of care and simple just focus and a quiet moment, we put our attention on it and deal with it and it transmutes. I'm being told that there's repercussions and echoes just travel right out, you know, because a patch of shadow is transmuted into light. That's not a small thing. And everything is holographic. So a tiny chunk of the entire matrix telegraphs and transmits new information to the whole field, the whole collective field. So
it's powerful. Really work.
And, you know, you can be at home in your armchair doing this work with your spirit teams and doing your own cleanup of your own auric field so that your world changes around you because you start transmitting and emanating and attracting a completely different thing when you change, mm-hmm. when we change, right? When we're just applying our knowledge to ourselves. So that's a big thing.
It is. Absolutely. I love it.
If this is a hologram and we stay at home in our lounge chairs alone, it's just an example, and we deliberately decide to clean our auric fields and to partner with spirit teams to just drill in and travel into our own ancient archives and history with these spirit teams, walking in and let them check, let them scan, let them transmute. And so we do this huge cleanup job on ourselves. The world changes. Our world changes. The whole world changes. Mm-hmm. So you can do your soul's purpose you know, without walking out the front door. I'm just saying.
Yes, exactly. Yep, absolutely. So this is something that we can all do every day, whenever we need it, whenever we're aware, you know, and it's important for us to also be aware of our energy field. What are we thinking? What are we feeling? You know, what are our emotions? So being conscious and present. We talk about this all the time, but it really is, you know, about consciously living, consciously choosing, not living on automatic pilot, you know, and being aware of what's going on in our field. And then we can do stuff to change it, you know, and that's the best part. It's like, you don't have to be in this forever anymore, you know? So I know some of my community, you know, they've been challenged for a long time. You don't have to be. So if you're willing to do a little bit of work, you know, and ask for assistance from these specific beings of light, then, you know, something can change for you too.
Yeah. And it does make a difference who you're talking to in the worlds of spirit, because some, as I mentioned right at the beginning, some are much more higher authority, and those higher authority spirit beings have got speed and speed of change in the electromagnetic fields. Mm-hmm. So the higher in authority you go, the faster they change you, because they've got the jurisdiction to change a lot of stuff in you on your request. They'll only do it on your request. They can't do it without your request. So, and without your permission always.
Yeah.
They're very, very careful about that. They're amazing like that.
Awesome. So,
all right, let's do it. Should we do a process
now first, or do you want to talk about the special offer first?
I think do a process first.
Awesome. Let's do it. Yay.
All right, everybody, let's play. So I have no idea. My spirit teams are going to be just running this. So we'll be meeting a beautiful spirit helper, and just bearing in mind and what we've just been chatting about, we're going to be learning a few simple techniques. And just remember, everyone, why we're needing to scan and just do a quick little x-ray of our auric field regularly throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our logical mind loves logical tools, so we're going to use a very logical, simple little tool. All right, so closing our eyes, taking a deep breath. In front of you, everyone, is a big ball of light. It's a being of light. And allow yourself now to step right into that being of light, that ball of light. And allow yourself now to merge with that ball of light. Let yourself become as big as that ball of light. Just hold that there for a moment. Our frequency's increasing just by doing that. We're going up a few floors on the elevator of light. Just breathing, relaxing, feeling yourself expanded. This is a beautiful way to start a moment where you need to quieten your mind down and focus and do a little x-ray to check in on something inside of yourself. So the first thing, if you feel to, is to have a big ball of light in front of you, step into it and merge with it. All right, everyone, let's imagine that there's a column of light around us. We're going to travel up just a little way up this column of light, like in an elevator. So let's switch on the elevator moment. We're starting to flow up this column of light. And keep your attention on it just for a moment. Let yourself know that it's happening. Just pretend it's happening. Have a bit of fun with this. And above us is a kind of sky, like a membrane. And we're now coming up to that sky membrane. We're pushing up through it. Slightly different dimension. We're much higher in light now. And in front of us is a being of light. And this being of light has arrived and is approaching you with a lot of love, a lot of compassion, because it's actually quite a senior spirit helper. It's actually a senior light worker, light energy worker, technician. They really know this stuff. And I do this sometimes, and it doesn't really matter if you don't get anything, but I'm going to ask you to ask this being their name and just take a jump, take a leap of whatever your mind comes up with in this moment. Because this spirit being can connect with your thoughts quite quickly. So just whatever, just your mind's playing with, whatever sound code, whatever name is floating around in there. And that's fine. Even if it doesn't sound right in English or you're not quite sure what it is, just hold on to it. And let's pretend that you've got a whiteboard in front of you, and I'd like you to write the name down in the letters. So even though you don't know what you're writing, what you're about to write, just pretend you know and just start writing the letters of this being's name. The reason we're slowing down and doing this is because it's the phone number to access this being again. And even if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't matter. Because a lot of spirit names don't make sense and aren't in English. Because they're just sounds. All right. You can come back here and do that again if you want to, or explore that moment a little bit more. So let's come back to that position where the spirit being is standing in front of you. And you may subtly get a sense that you can feel them. Okay, now, classically, when you're standing in front of a spirit guide like this or a spirit being, and you can start calling this being by that word or by that name that you got, classically, when you're in a moment like this, standing in front of them, this is a great moment where you can ask them, it's just a great opportunity to ask them to scan your auric field, to just simply say, can you please just look into my auric field for any shadow that's sitting there? There's quite a few different ways to just approach this moment. So we're not going to spend too much time, but I just want you to know that this is a really easy way to get your auric field cleaned up by just getting your spirit guide to stand in front of you and use that visual ritual of stepping into the ball of light and then going up the column of light and then being pushed up through the membrane. Because once you're through that membrane, it's a very different energy, it's a very different place, and your spirit guide can really easily find you. Okay. Another way that you can work with the spirit guide is just jump on a healing bed in front of him. It just helps your logic again. So just jump on a healing bed, and this beautiful being of light and love can again scan your auric field with rays of light coming out of their hands or out of their forehead. They know what they're doing. They do it so fast. And if you want to, you can switch on pretend mode that you can see or know what they're doing and where this being is working on you. So both of these styles, where you're standing in front of them or just lying on a healing bed in front of and with this being, these create a moment where you're relaxed and the spirit being's been instructed to go into your auric field and to take a look around, to see what the priority is, to see what's bugging you, to see what's hurting you, to see what's creating anxiety, what's creating the fear in you. See, to them, it's a wiring job. They can instantly see where the entity's sitting, where the little bunch of energy is. That's the bit of software. They'll see it quite quickly. A big tip is tell that spirit guide what is happening to you, how you're feeling, what your emotions are. So if you're noticing something about yourself, tell the spirit guide, because that gives them permission, but it also is letting them know what you want changed. You want your state changed. You want how you feel changed. Can you hear how this is telling them what you want them to do? So that partnership of what you say to them and what you're telling them to do is how to work with the spirit being. I'm going to give you another quick tool. So I'm going to get you to imagine a bright sun. Some of you might have learnt this from me before. So I want you to imagine a bright sun. I want you to imagine that you're holding a doll in your hand and the doll is you. And I want you to push that doll that is you into the center of that sun, that bright sun. And I want you to switch on just knowing and instinctively knowing where there's any shadow. Is it covering your back? Is it like in your center? Is it above your head? Is it underneath your feet? Is there a being standing next to you? Is there like a shaft of light going through you? It's all styles and different things that can be happening. But in that moment, you're X-raying. So when you push that doll into the center of the sun, and then you quietly, instinctively turn your attention into what shadow is sitting there, whatever instantly shows up for you, I'd like you to turn to your spirit guide and ask them to transmute it. Now, when they start traveling in and scanning what you've pointed to, what you've pointed to is the tip of the iceberg, and they will see a huge, huge, huge network of release patterns that need to happen and things to be transmuted. So if you give them 5 minutes, they will untangle the ball of wool. Okay, they'll just untangle it all for you. So you need to give them about 5 minutes at least, or 10 minutes. You can even have 20 minutes, half an hour of lying down and just refreshing the screen, pushing that doll into the sun, X-raying it again, using your instinct to know what's happening with shadow in your auric field, and turning to your spirit guide and asking them to transmute it over and over and over and over again. Can you see how this is a system? It's not vague, it's a system. And what's happening is that you are pushing your attention towards your auric field, and your spirit guide is following where your attention is going. So that's where they will start to scan your auric field, because they're using what you've got your attention on to start the job. So it's very practical. It's very functional. This is very real, as I was talking about. This is not vague at all. So when they change the wiring and all that software that's sitting in your auric field that's from shadow, and they vacuum it out and they change it and replace it with new software, with new kinds of thoughts, you literally will feel so different afterwards. So I'd love you to try and work with this every day. So everyone, taking a deep breath, coming back, you can open your eyes. So, yep, just suggesting for all of you watching, please, 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 please do this every day. And the more you do it, the penny will drop that this is powerful and that this can change your life.
Wow, thank you. That was awesome. And I was like, at the beginning of the process, I started yawning. As we all know, I tend to yawn when there's an energy shift, right? And then I got the name of my spirit being, helper, assistant, and all that wonderful stuff. That was awesome. And then I started, I started feeling stuff. It's like, okay, I am feeling something over here, and I'm feeling something here. And then I mentioned some other stuff. And then as I was speaking, and then I, you know, as I was, or you were speaking, I noticed, oh, and then I feel something over here, you know, maybe that's something. But I love how there's like many ways to do it. You know, I could be lying down on the healing bed, which I absolutely love, you know. I could just stand and have a scan. And it's like, it's just knowing that as soon as I ask and as soon as I've called on the spirit being, my energy is being shifted. You know, it's being cleared out. It's being healed, cleansed, cleared, whatever word you want to use. But there's a change, you know? And just that is so empowering that, yes, I've changed from like 5 minutes ago, right? 5 minutes, 10 exactly. minutes. I think I'd probably want to stay like 20 minutes just because I've kept lying down in the healing bed. Awesome. I will. I'll take that for as long as I can, you know? And it's so empowering. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It is so empowering. I've taught this to thousands of people, and people email me from all over the world, and they just say, you cannot, you know, you have no idea how my life's changed just because they've picked up the ball and run with it. And they're just deciding to do very simple things, like I've just shown everybody, to partner with your spirit guide, collaborate, partner.
Yes.
You know, get hold of them, build a relationship, show up, chat to them, work with them. Get them looking at your auric field, point to things, you know, notice what's happening in you and point to it, because they'll just travel in. Because they're telling me to say right now, it's a huge gift if you point to something mm-hmm. for them, because then they can help you. Mm-hmm. If you just say, help me, they go, you know, there's a billion things if they're looking at, and they don't know what your priority is. So if you've got a sort of foggy head, or you're feeling foggy, or you're feeling inertia, or you're not feeling confident, you're feeling a bit sort of fragile, or you're feeling, you know, foggy, as I said, these are all indicators of shadow clogging your auric field. And so they need to know how you're feeling. So if you let them know how you're feeling, and you go, I want that changed, and you're specific with what you want changed and how you want to feel, or you want something to change in your life, they can wire you up. They can change you. So awesome. Yeah, they're telling me to say they're so humbly grateful when you point at things, because then they can help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. And it's a quick, easy process. I forgot about the golden sun. You know, it's like, oh yeah, that was cool. I love that too. So it's like three different ways to work with this process. So I love it. Thank you. Great, empowering, you know, and something we can do every day. 5 minutes. We all have 5 minutes. We can all find 5 minutes. You know?
That's it. If you're on the subway, just close your eyes, you know, just for a minute, and just push yourself into the sun, and just, you know, or after you've been in the subway.
Yes, after.
Because you've been around all those people.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. But the point is, it doesn't take a long time. It doesn't take an hour. It's 5 minutes. We can all find 5 minutes for ourselves. We can love ourselves enough to find 5 minutes for ourselves.
That's it. Life is really short, and let's bring the sun in. You know? Yes. Let's bring the sun into our lives, and let's bring the light into our lives. Let's push the light up. Let's, you know, blow up the balloon of light.
I love, yeah.
And clear out the shadow and strengthen. On that note, I'm going to talk about the special offer, which is called Stay Strong. Mm. It's about strengthening. It's about stabilizing. It's about not being collapsing, not being stuck, not being fearful, not being anxious. It's about staying strong, building that scaffolding of light software. So,
awesome. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Alicia8. And I'm going to screen share so you can all see the special offer as well. So give me 1 second. I don't want to do that. Never mind. I don't want to do that. Stop share. 1 second. I always pick the, hold on 1 second. 1 second. Here we go. We're going to screen share here. There we go. This one. Awesome. So this is the special offer, Stay Strong Soul Trading, that Alicia has for us today. All right. So go ahead, Alicia. You want to tell us all about it? Because it is about all of us being strong in our power, being strong in our auric field, being strong within so that we can create the life that we want, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just trying to get myself back to my own screen. Wait a second. I'll get there. I'll figure it out. Because it's gone into full screen and I was going to be reading my screen. Oh, here we go. Yay. All right. So, oh my God. These are a collection of channeled lectures and trainings and workshops from my spirit guides, every word from my spirit guides, everybody. And they start gently letting you know what's really going on in the background fields and in the world and in the worlds of spirit and how it's changing you, how it's affecting you. So the very first module is a clarion call for light workers for your full potential. It's the background story of why your soul arrived in this lifetime. My spirit guides reveal the missing information for you to manifest your purpose. There's a lot of tools. This is actually an incredibly powerful workshop. It's kind of mind-blowing because they tell the story of this universe and shadow in this universe and shadow when it first touched your soul and how long you've been traveling as a soul and how you've been operating under that challenge as a soul, not only in this lifetime or in previous lifetimes, but in your whole soul existence and the story of that. It talks about, because a lot of healers, as I was just saying, and a lot of people in the New Age movement sort of skirt around this topic. And so this particular workshop, Lightworkers, a Clarion Call for Your Full Potential, just starts to reveal the truth of what's going on and what we need to do. Very similar to, it's just, we've touched on it a little bit today, but this is an extraordinary, extraordinary lecture. And my spirit tutor said it's one of the most important speeches ever given to light workers. That's how important it is. Very powerful.
Awesome.
Real steps to fulfill your soul agenda. The second workshop is it's like takes it to the next level of training, a little bit more detailed. What stops you fulfilling your soul purpose? Because many of you watching this would love to fulfill your soul purpose. And so it does talk about working with shadow so that you become more free to speak up in your higher self and so that you become your higher self. Each of these first three workshops have very, very powerful spirit healings in them where you're introduced to quite amazing teams, a particular team of spirit beings that I work with all the time because they're specialists in working with shadow, like really specialists. Like you've just met a beautiful spirit guide today, all you guys who are watching this. And in the second workshop here, What Stops You Fulfilling Your Soul Purpose, you will meet, in actual fact, those next two, the next one as well, How to Manage Disturbance Energy, also you'll be initiated into meeting a team of spirit beings, very specific ones who, as I said before, they're specialists in working with shadow. It's so fast the way they work with shadow. And the key thing here is that you're being introduced to beings in the worlds of spirit so that you're not alone anymore in managing your life with all your challenges. What started to happen for me, just very quickly, is I realized that I was really being looked after, not just as an idea, but these beings would come in quickly and shift my life, shift me, shift my fear. So suddenly I realized I was so not alone. That I was really, really, really being loved and looked after, which many people, many light workers, I think, feel they're not really, really sure. Sometimes they get hurt and they're not sure if they can really lean on the worlds of spirit. very much. You know, it can get a bit fragile sometimes. So what stops you fulfilling your soul purpose is just, it's just extraordinary. It's, as it says here, meet a tribe of highlight spirit technicians. And it trains you even more in lots more detail into how to work with spirit technicians and your spirit helper in going in and forensically finding shadow, and a few different ways to do it as well. We've learned a few today, but this one teaches you just a little bit more. So each of these are about an hour, hour and a half, hour and 20 minutes, major, major workshops, just right on this note of getting stronger and stronger and stronger and more and more aligned with your purpose and leaving your fear behind. Number three, how to manage disturbance energy, goes into the detail and the indicators of when shadow is sitting in you or shadow is sitting in someone else. Because sometimes we've got family members or people in our social circle and they hurt us, or they say something and it really hurts us, or we're just not sure what's going on. And so that third module, how to manage disturbance energy, just goes through the checklist of what you're looking for and what the indicators are of shadow, which is very handy.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah,
I know. It's along with that, it's like training in your own personal reactions to shadow, how to protect yourself from shadow, insider tools and knowledge, you know, all about shadow. So three different trainings on that. And you'll just find yourself just learning so much, so much. Okay, so we're going to move to the next three modules. And these next three modules are actual spirit surgeries, very, very powerful auric surgeries. And each one is focused on a very, very specific aspect. For example, the very first one is focused on heart weariness. So it's really the long journey that your soul has taken and the many times that it's encountered shadow. And sometimes we have a feeling of heaviness and kind of drag in us and hesitation in us that we're not sure where it comes from. And so this particular one is going to zero right in. We spend time with the worlds of spirit and with the spirit technicians in each of these three, at the very beginnings of each of them, just quietening down and letting them scan your auric field and finding that particular vibration of heart weariness. So they go in, and this particular one with heart weariness, they're looking for something that's been there a very long time. So it's very deep in your soul archives. The second one is, it's moving into self-love from self-doubt. So all of us, when we really stop to think and feel inside of ourselves, there'll be a moment of self-doubt or a little self-doubt about something where we might have a little goal ahead of us or a vision of ourselves, but we might have a little doubt about it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
That we don't match it, you know? Yeah. And so it's a vibration in us, and it is soft. It is software, and it is shadow software, and it's set up inside of us very deliberately. And so again, we take time. It's a 38-minute deep surgery. The spirit guides take their time at the very beginning, and they find it. They're very specific, and they'll go in and deconstruct it. So it's just incredibly exciting because afterwards, that hesitation just isn't there. And that's magic.
That is magic. Absolutely.
That's magic. That can change your life. The third spirit surgery is self-value. It's very much of they're going to tune into your heart. They actually, they're going to be asking you to tune into your heart as well. And they'll be doing the scanning as well. But it's really interesting because that whole thing of not being self-value is so deeply embedded. It's from childhood. It's when we weren't seen. We weren't allowed to be fully expressive. People were shutting us down. People didn't see our value. And so we doubt our own value, right? It's a little bit, it's very, very different to the self-doubt. Mm-hmm. This is the way we see ourselves. And in this one, the spirit teams will be actually rewiring our frontal cortex of our brain, because this is where our future visioning comes from. And it's how we think about ourselves.
Wow, so I could have used this a couple of years ago.
I know. So there's a few different things they're going to be doing. They are going to be scanning, by the way, past lives, just because there's threads and themes coming from all kinds of ancient memory. Mm-hmm. But also they can and do work with our current thinking patterns about how we think about ourselves. And again, it's just so powerful, so powerful. This one's nearly an hour, this one. I'm so excited, guys.
These are powerful. And that's what I'm saying. Like, these are something that we can all use. I know I am thinking of so many different people who could use this. I was just talking to my daughter last night about something she's going through. It's like, oh my God, she could really use this one, the self-value one, you know? It's like, wow, this is amazing. And I wish I would have had these tools for myself before, years ago. That would have been awesome. Even now, you know, we all have self-doubt at some point, you know? And even the self-value, you know, it's like, you know, we don't really see ourselves always in the best light, and we don't really see who we truly, excuse me, are, the greatness of us, right? The brilliance of us. So yeah, we can definitely still use some healing around that.
Like, for example, just on that self-value one, when we're with other people and when we allow their opinions to dominate ours, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Like, right there is an incredible moment of like an interface of how do we sit inside of ourselves? How do we honor ourselves in that moment? How do we honor our knowing of what is real for us versus what somebody else is thinking is real for them? You see? And how do we acknowledge what's real for us?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Absolutely. It's just,
yeah. I know. And guys, remember, this is software and it's just going to get rewired.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of saying it's simple for them in one way.
Yeah.
You have to sort of dive in and expose yourself to their energy and take your time. And in these healings, we walk you in, we lead you in, we create the vortex. It's beautiful. It's very, very beautiful. So the last three modules of the Stay Strong, this, I do want to mention, by the way, I've added a couple of bonus huge lectures mm-hmm. into this special offer that isn't sitting on the sales page. But I do want to say that there's a big question and answer, live question and answer that I've recorded on this whole topic, and it's nearly 2 hours long, where I dive into a lot of more detail about this, which is that audio is sitting in the special offer as well. Mm-hmm. And there's also another audio, beautiful bonus, which is how to keep and maintain your auric field step by step. So it's a nice pathway, step by step training in how to maintain your auric field. Yeah. That's sitting in there as well, everybody. Now, these last three modules is something that I've just added on to the end. And it's really lectures and workshopping for light workers who don't think that their beautiful, soft hearts are very good at business. And they don't quite know how to show up and generate money and revenue and create a business out of their light and out of their love and out of their being an angel soul. Mm-hmm. And so my spirit, these beautiful creator beings channeled through me the most incredible, that very first workshop, the 2 hour one, is the most incredible training to change your mind on what you think you are and what you think you're offering to humanity. So that you realize that it's beyond precious and people really want it, including out in the worlds of business, because there's a dryness and a desert in most of where humanity lives and works. Heart is missing.
Mm-hmm.
And people are so hungry for heart, whether they know it or not, they are. So this lecture is a channeled lecture from Spirit talking to you, angel souls, who aren't quite sure how to offer yourself, you know, and create a tribe and how to start generating financial support for yourself just by being yourself loving as the angel soul that you are, because there's angel souls sometimes aren't very certain about business. It's not natural for them. And the second module is an actual ebook where I give tools and tips and shortcuts, excuse me, and how to use social media and how to build a tribe. Really simple. And the third workshop is a walkthrough. I just walk you through. So it's an audio that walks you through everything that I talk about in the ebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, awesome. Yeah, so it's, Yeah. So a lot of people just love it. They just get really, really, really enjoy it.
All of that is available for $97. Regularly $487. So again, there's like three workshop modules, another three healing modules, and then three heart-centered business-related modules for those of you who are still unsure about your purpose in the world with regards to sharing your gift, right? So a lot of teaching, a lot of healing, and these healing processes, you know, are going to shift you at your core, and they go deep, and they go, you know, some of this stuff is ancient. Some of our self-doubt is old, ancient, you know, from long, long, long time ago. And, you know, we can finally clear and heal that, you know, same thing with the self-value and same with the heart weariness. I know a lot of us have the heart weariness. We're so tired. I keep hearing you say that all the time. You're so tired, right? And it's part of that, you know, clearing that out again. It's been there for so long, and clearing that out so you can start to live again and create again and be who you truly are, which is awesome. Thank you, Alicia. So this is available at alara.at/show/Alicia8. So please do take advantage of it. Take a look at it. It's powerful teachings, healings, workshops that, you know, for this price, you're going to love it. And it's going to shift everything. And tools to empower you, tools that you can use, spirit beings, spirit tutors, that you can call in to help you, to assist you, to clear out that stuff that's been there for so long that you're just so tired of now. You know, it's like, it's enough. So yes, we can change it. We can get unstuck. We don't have to live that same pattern anymore, that same paradigm anymore. And we can start to really be, you know, remember who we truly are. Remember that we are a soul having this human experience, right? Thank you, Alicia.
Yeah. Alara, that's it. That's exactly right. We are a soul having a human experience. We may as well have help from our soul buddies, our spirit buddies, right?
Yeah, exactly, because they are there waiting to help us, you know. And you know, like, I just got a new name, so a new being who's going to be working with me, but I have to, you know, I have to take the first step, you know, and call on them, and, you know, do some of these processes and be aware that, hey, you know, what's going on with my energy today? What am I thinking? Why am I thinking this? This is ridiculous. Come on. So, you know, it's like, you know, being conscious and then choosing for myself that, no, this doesn't work for me anymore. No, I don't want this anymore. You know, this negativity, this self-doubt, this, you know, this fear. I don't want this anymore. So what can I do? Go in and start working with these spirit beings of light to clear that out so that I can now be, you know, it's like taking out that programming so that it's clear and then come back to my original state, original blueprint, right?
So we're not alone in this process of waking up.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it on our own. These beings are super sophisticated in the supporting us, like, fast and shifting us fast to remember and to grow into our power and to our strength. So we're not alone. And Alara, what I was going to say actually to you and to everybody listening, that when you want to connect with that spirit guide that you met, I do suggest to just remember that visual ritual that we did, mm-hmm. which was, first of all, to see just do that little clickety clickety click. Let's go from step, because by the time you get to standing in front of that spirit guide, your system will be ready to feel them.
Yeah,
it really makes a difference, and your focus will be there, and you'll be calm and quiet. It's like pulling you in into that moment, right?
Yeah,
because even for me, it takes a while because I'm rushing around. And it's like 3D, you know, and just to stop and just pull everything into the inner worlds, It's like walking down corridors and walking through doors and finally getting to, you know, to the right door and into the right room. So it's, I do recommend that anyway, just because you'll just have a deeper experience. It'll be more real. It'll be stronger. It'll work better, you know, just anyway.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, exactly. So for all of you who are watching or listening, you know, go back and watch this again, listen to this again, especially the process part, and go through the steps that Alicia and her team has just shared with us and taught us. Go through the steps. It's beautiful. I love going up, you know, the pillar of light, going through that membrane, you know, and then meeting, you know, the guide that's there, the spirit being that's there. And then doing the work, you know? So it's not just about, okay, let me just call. No, do the whole process. Take all the steps. Because it's, you know, it's not just about getting to the destination. It's also about the journey. Because even during the journey, as you're going up that pillar of light and all that, even then you're healing. Even then you're raising your vibration. Everything starts from that first moment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And after 30 years of working with spirit guides, I'm still doing ritualistic visualizations to make sure that I have the maximum attention with whatever guide that I'm working with. And some of them I've got slightly different visuals that I work with to get there, but I still use them. Mm-hmm. And if I'm feeling a little bit, I've got a down day or something, or a little bit sort of tired or something, I'll use that ritual because it'll take me there, it'll get me there. It's the stepping stones. It's the ladder.
Exactly. And it works. Yeah. And it works. And that's the thing. It's like, this is, you know, these are tools or processes that work. So why not use them? You know, at least once a day, 5 minutes. If you can do more than that, awesome, you know, or anytime, you know, that you can, but at least 5 minutes a day, start and start to see how easy it can be and how easy it is and how your energy starts to shift and how your thoughts start to shift. And, you know, some of you, I know, are always asking for clarity. Well, you know what? Now, if you start to use these processes, you're going to start to get that clarity that you're looking for, you know? Because right now, a lot of us, you know, well, not a lot of us, some of us have that foggy mind, or some of us have these conflicting thoughts, you know, that are intruding on that clarity, on our own awareness sometimes even, you know? So enough, no more, you know? So thank you, Alicia. So Alicia, is there anything else that your spirit team, your creator beings of light, is there any other wisdom that they'd like to share with us today?
Let me check in. They're always excited. They're saying to me to say they just love doing this. They love sharing with everybody and helping everyone and lifting everybody up. And this is what they're telling me to say. Hang on a second. Yeah, they just love it. You know, they're being a bit stern. They're saying, it's on your shoulders, everyone who's watching this. It's on your shoulders. It's like the spotlights turn around onto you, you know.
Yeah.
It's time to walk up that ladder, to step up that ladder. It's time to let go of the fear and let go of the smallness and the powerlessness and the jitteriness and the anxiety. It's time to let go of it and to strengthen, to get into it, to get into action. To get into the action of changing your vibration and changing the thinking style that's just caught up in a loop and in a fear loop. Do something about it. So really, everyone, notice if you're in a little fear loop, because it's just shadow, it's just software. So the guys, these spirit guides will come in, look what's sitting, like the concrete that's sitting underneath it, they'll just transmute it, get rid of it, that loop will be gone. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, it's like, oh my God, everybody, you've got to do this.
And that freedom, that freedom when that loop is gone, you know?
It's totally. I know.
Awesome, thank you. And thank you, everybody who is watching this, listening to this. Like I said, you know, please do take a look at the special offer that Alicia has for us today. It's powerful, some powerful wisdom, powerful teachings, powerful trainings, powerful healing processes that truly are going to change your life. So,
just want to say that my spirit guides show up when you're listening to the sound of my voice. This is them channeling. It's their words. And all of these workshops, 100%, every word is from them. And their energy arrives and starts to heal you as you're listening. And when we start going into processes, they show up and they escort you and take you and start to shape what you're experiencing, even though you think it's a recording. So in the world of spirit, the quantum physics talks about the principle of non-locality. It's a quantum physics principle. It means there's no time and space in the quantum worlds, in the spirit worlds. So because there's no time and space, they arrive, and even though it's a recording.
Yeah.
And so you get just as much of a blast of light from them just listening to the recording. They know where you live. They know who you are.
Absolutely. I love it. Yes, it's so true. There is no difference whether this is live or a recording, whether you watch it once, twice, three times, or listen to it. You know, there makes no difference. Yeah. Just be fully present when you are, especially when you're doing those processes, right? So be present. And again, take a look at the special offer. If it resonates with you, I'm sure it will, because there's like such valuable, powerful information and healing that is going to shift your world, you know, and it's time. It's time. So please do it, take that at alara.at/show/Alicia8. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Alicia. So much fun. Always so much fun talking to you and having your spirit beings, your creator beings with us, sharing and, you know, their information, their wisdom, their energy, their healing with us on this call, on this show. I'm so grateful. I so appreciate you and appreciate the work that you're doing and sharing with the world. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Alara. I'm going to come and visit you in Austria one day.
yes, because I don't know when I'm going to get to Australia, so you have to definitely come here. All right, everyone. So thank you. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.